Bart Marcois voted for Winsome Earl Sears. The issues on his mind?
Number one is public safety, crime. That's number one. Number two, I'm concerned about parental rights at schools. I think it is absolutely bat guano crazy to try to change the gender of children.
With this race, Winsome Earl Sears has been going out to school board meetings, and she's been talking a lot about these cultural issues. You mentioned crime, but that sounds like something that you're really passionate about.
I'm passionate about both of them. I mean, I'm passionate about taxes, too. I want to see the car tax eliminated. I want to see the property taxes go down. I'm passionate about all of it. But yeah, this parental rights thing is serious because that's the future.
You live in Fairfax County, and it's one of the counties nationwide that's been most impacted by the DOGE cuts and the Trump administration's impacts. The Republican Party is facing a lot of headwinds this year.
Yeah, but I think that's so short-sighted. I was a federal worker for a very long time. I was a diplomat. I was a foreign service officer. And we have a debt of $36 trillion. You can't even wrap your head around a figure that high. We can't sustain that.
Andrew Alush voted for Abigail Spanberger.
I just don't like what the Republican Party is stand for right now. So I'm pretty much voting against the Republican Party.
So you're not happy with what the Republican Party stands for. What does the Republican Party stand for?
To be perfectly honest with you, it's all go back to Trump. It does. I'm really shocked and surprised. I have voted Republican before, and I voted Democrat before, and I'm stunned with what's going on these days.
But Donald Trump's not running for governor.
It's true, but I don't like anybody that is associated with the Republican Party.
So Trump has turned you off to all Republicans?
Absolutely. Well, the reason is, I mean, you can see that all the Republicans are basically bending the knee to him, and he's not a king. I'm sorry. So anybody who is associated with him, I'm not going to vote for. I don't know what happened to the Republican Party. I just don't know.
Greg, who voted for Earl Sears, says,
I'm a fiscal and social conservative, so I was informed by smaller government, lower taxes, fiscal responsibility, but also, you know, the transgender issue.
I'm hearing that. That's really coming through. Why is that issue resonating so much with people, you think?
It's disturbing to me personally, and I think most social conservatives, that people don't know the difference between a biological male and a biological woman. And that's not to suggest that we want to anyway persecute or harm anybody. No, we want to return to traditional values, and it's in direct contravention of those values.
And Pat says she voted for Spanberger because of
her policies, her values, her vision for Virginia.
Now, what is her vision for Virginia?
It is about, I don't want the government interfering with free speech. I want the government to fund medical care. She funds schools. She funds police departments. She funds infrastructure.
We've heard so much about the DOGE cuts and the Trump administration's federal cuts. And when I'm talking to voters today, I'm not hearing these issues specifically on the front of people's minds. Like, I didn't hear that from you just now.
No, but you're right. And this area was hard hit by those cuts.
Right.
And I had forgotten how bad that was, even though my own family members were affected by it.
Do you think this has been overblown in this particular election? I understand it's a big deal in people's lives, but in this election, do you think the Trump impact, the cuts are being overblown?
I think they're being overtaken by every day it's a new issue. I think that's, you know, the most critical right now for many people is the First Amendment issues.
And that's just like yesterday.
Yesterday. That's why I'm telling you, every day it's a new one. And, you know, you're really making me think. It's not that I forgot that. It's just that, which one are we focused on today?
Virginia has 45 days of early voting with the election on November 4th. In addition to governor, races on the ballot include lieutenant governor, attorney general, and all 100 seats in the House of Delegates.